From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration is considering loosening restrictions on intelligence gathering to make it easier to hunt down Osama bin Laden. One proposal would give CIA agents more leeway in recruiting foreigners with questionable backgrounds. And there are suggestions that the executive order barring assassinations of foreign leaders be rescinded. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President Bush said today he wanted Osama bin Laden, suspected of masterminding last week's attacks, quote, dead or alive. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said a 1970s executive order barring assassinations does not limit America's ability to act in its self-defense. On Capitol Hill, there are mixed views. Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews of New Jersey suggested it was a matter of semantics.
I'm not in favor of assassinations. However, I think that when an individual engages in conduct that either has led to or is highly likely to lead to the loss of life in the United States, that destroying that person is not an assassination. It is an act of self-defense. I think there's a difference.
But there are many voices counseling caution. Vincent Canestrero, a former head of counterintelligence for the CIA, says putting the U.S. in the business of assassinations would be wrong for any number of reasons.
It would be putting Americans in danger for no real productive end. The Israelis, for example, have been assassinating Palestinians since the 70s, one after another, and it hasn't brought them any surcease from violence whatsoever and made themselves targets.
Another measure being given serious thought is changing CIA policy to give field agents the authority to recruit foreign agents who may have committed human rights or criminal violations without first getting permission from headquarters. The policy dates from the mid-90s after allegations that one agent on the U.S. payroll had murdered a U.S. citizen in Guatemala. Jeffrey Smith is a former general counsel for the CIA who helped write the restrictions.
It's a simple balancing test adopted by headquarters, namely, is the value of the intelligence to be gained outweighed by the risk of associating with that individual?
Smith says many in the agency believe the rule has had a chilling effect on recruiting. Former head of CIA counterintelligence Canestrero says there should be a way to maintain safeguards the same way the FBI has often dealt with organized crime informants.
It's going to have to deal with people with blood on their hands, because terrorists by definition are murderers. And the only way to really be sure that you're going to deter an impending terrorist attack is to have a source on the inside. That means dealing with bad people.
Another restriction that might be relaxed pertains to intercepted phone calls. If the call includes a U.S. citizen, the CIA is supposed to stop listening to the tape. Later this week, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Florida Democrat Bob Graham, plans to introduce a package of legislation that would, among other things, create a counterterrorism czar and is expected to call for many other changes in intelligence policy. But Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, suspects some calling for loosening the reins on intelligence gathering are motivated by self-preservation.
Anybody who stands up and says, oh, if only we hadn't had these restrictions, we would have stopped them. And I'll tell you, there's somebody who's trying to cover their backside.
Leahy says the real focus should be to figure out how those suspected of hijacking the four planes last week got through the existing multi-billion dollar U.S. security apparatus and to plug the net. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.